Hello, everybody. Welcome to Pillows and Beer. Thanks for being here with us. This is episode 25, quarter of a century birthday for Pillows and Beer. We're pumped. I know 100 episodes is a massive goal, and anyone's idea in 25 for us was huge, because getting Austin and I to do anything together requires so much jumping through hoops, but we've had a blast doing it. I think we've hit on some important topics, talked about a lot. You guys have gotten to know us way better than you've ever known us before. And we continue to be excited to share our perspectives with you and our whatever knowledge we think we have. So Austin's here. What's up, Austin? We're back at our houses. And how's your new house going? I finally got to see it this weekend.
Craig, finally got to see my house this weekend, but I do want to touch on episode 25. Huge for us, yes. Sometimes we're together, sometimes we're not, but the fact that we come together to record a podcast is what's important. So episode 25, we are going to have a blast. We're going to tell you about some things we've been thinking about. It's funny, Craig, that you said it was like, you know, we've shared some knowledge, and it's like we've shared some insightful knowledge and definitely some non-insightful knowledge. Well, depending on how you look at it, I suppose.
Oh yeah, no. Have fun with it.
And yes, yeah, so episode 25. Here we go. How fun. Yes, Craig, you finally came to my house. It was something that I actually meant to touch on last episode. I was like, Craig, when are you going to come and check out my house? What did you think of my spot?
I love the house. I don't think I ever went upstairs, but that's because downstairs was big enough to not have to go downstairs. But I like how open it is. There's definitely some benefits to buying like a newer home like that, because you won't have to put any work into it, which is great. But yeah, right. I like how set up. I mean, it's, you know, you've got a fun little spare bedroom downstairs or office with a bathroom, yeah, in a living room. It looks good. So, and you got to hook a bunch of our buddies.
and that was the first time that I've kind of hosted people. I had three people in town, and it was so, so fun. Finally, I was able to utilize the three-bedroom aspect of it. But yes, just like you said, Craig, I mean, the downstairs, it's these 10-foot ceilings. I'm a giant of a human, I feel like, sometimes, right? And everything in this house is, like, geared towards a taller person. And it's all open. So it's obviously when we come back here and we like to hang out and shoot the breeze and play chess and checkers as we do, it's fun to have this open space. So I'm glad that you finally got to see it, because Thursday night, or was it Friday night, when you and Shep and a couple of the guys had finally rolled into town, and it was a fun weekend, to say the least.
Yes, it was. I I've been off the grid because my cell phone wasn't working. It said SIM card not found. And I was like, did I get drunk and give someone my SIM card? I was like, that just seems like one of the more random things that I would have ever done in my life.
That seems like a diabolical issue to have. Imagine giving your SIM card to another person, Craig. That means they have access to everything that's on your cell phone.
It's your cellular data, but yeah, it's still not great. But
is it not the SIM card? I thought SIM card was what everything was on.
For Verizon, it's just access to the network.
Oh.
But I Googled it and it said open up your tray and replace, like just take it out and put it back in. And I was in our old podcast room and I opened the tray and then spazzed out and flung it across the room and it went behind my shelves. So
did you actually find it?
No, I went to Verizon today and they were really nice and just gave me one. But it was nice because I just got home and I turned on the news and caught up with the Olympics that way, which for the first time ever, I feel a little disconnected from them, because I have the Olympic channel on my like Apple TVs around the house, and then I have my cable on NBC. but
obviously the time difference is affecting everything. Like I woke up today, Craig, at 8 or whatever, and I walked downstairs and I turned it on. I caught the last inning of softball, the gold medal game versus Tokyo, and then after that everything was a replay. It was replay, and so the time difference is tough. It's definitely tough.
Well, it's that and the social media aspect of everything is so. We've both lived during times where the Olympics were, you know, across the world, but
yeah.
social media wasn't there. And so watching the replays was just as fun as watching it live because we didn't know any better.
Yeah, but that's true.
Now, like, I already knew everything about Simone Biles today. I already knew about, like, the softball game. I already knew about,
Simone Biles.
Yeah, Biles, sorry. I just, like, you know, opening up Instagram, you're going to see everything. So
sure.
I'm trying to balance it a little bit, but that softball game, I just saw the replay, and that was a very bizarre ending where the girl ricocheted the ball off the third baseman's wrist, and then the shortstop turned it into a double play against us.
That to me was, you know, disappointing all just because our softball team was playing so well. I'm pretty sure that the States invented softball, no? So it was a letdown, right? And then I remembered, I was like, oh, well, you know, we won silver. I mean, no one wants to finish second. You always want to be first. But I was like, okay, you know, we got a medal. And so that led me to look at the medal count. Have you looked at the medal count yet, Craig? Because I normally am like all on that. And I looked at it for the first time. Have you looked at it yet?
Well, just because as I walked in my house, it was on the local news.
Oh, it was. Okay.
And I was like, all right, well, that's cool. Because we're on top for total medals right now. And we're almost at the top for gold.
Right. And gold medals is, do you know who at this moment, which is going to change tomorrow and by the time that this comes out, but do you know who's on top now?
It was either Russia or China, I think.
Japan, the host country, is on top with 10 golds. U.S. has 9, and as does China.
yeah, I mean, it's been like, it's funny because the radio today said, would you rather be in the Winter Olympics or the summer? And I instantly said, like, summer in my head, but then they started to, like, explain that.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think this
okay. Ceremony... So if you could be an Olympic athlete, Craig, what would you compete in, summer or winter?
So I don't know. If it was winter, just because I talked to, like, our good buddy Mason that cuts our hair, Mason Aguirre, this week in the pool, I just wanted to know all about, like, snowboarding in the Olympics. And, you know, he said it was awesome and rad. I think I would have to go with summer Olympics and winter X Games. But summer Olympics, just because they're the Olympics, I don't know what I would play.
I know. I feel like if I was in the Olympics, I would want to swim in the summer, right? Like in the relay, in like, you know, the 4x100 relay. That sounds awesome.
Well, I would do,
right? Because I love team sports, right? And that's as much as swimming can be a solo sport, being like a team sport, right? So if it was like me swimming to you, and then you jump in and go tagging our other boy, and then tagging our other boy, and we win gold. I mean, imagine the level of hype to winning that. Like, let's go. Just bottles of champagne on bottles of champagne and having the best time. And I think that'd be rad. So swimming in the summer and the winter?
Curling can be cool too.
Yeah. Curling, right? Because swimming takes like maximum effort and it's so, so tiring. And I don't know if I told you, but there's an Olympic sized pool that's next to my new house that a lot of people go to. And I've been going there a bunch to swim. And now curling, no offense to any of my curling buddies out there, but curling takes minimal effort. But
really,
what's that?
Someone on the radio said, like, it was a little more leisurely. And I was like, that's a good way to put it. Like,
yeah.
It's still like, yeah. Still an athlete. Still,
it takes skill. It takes skill, certainly, and it takes. I'm not putting down curling. Matt Hamilton, I love you, buddy.
Yeah, we've got some curling people in the friends family through Austin and Luke.
And yeah, that's true. But I feel like curling would be a leisurely one, and if you could win gold there too, then hell, you got a gold medal, buddy.
That the 17-year-old winning swimming was pretty awesome. Again,
wait, winning what? Winning what?
So the 17-year-old won like the breast or butterfly stroke from Alaska. And there's only one pool in Alaska.
No, I think that she was the very first gold medal winner ever in or from Alaska. Is that true? Or did I make that up? I mean,
possibly. So that was cool because no one expected, you know, her to win, which is the beauty of the Olympics, right? That, like, all Definitely. Of I watched tennis live last night, and
Osaka lost.
Yeah. Yep. There was some big upsets. They were getting Jakari, and Jakari's match was pretty awesome. And yeah, so I just trying to been able to catch. I'm trying to think of the weird ones I've gotten to see so far. It's just not as many as I would have wanted to. You know,
That's true.
The shootings was cool. I watched the shooting and the archery. We won the shooting, which made me laugh because politics aside, I was just like, of course America won the shooting event. So I
was what
like,
was the shooting? Was it like a sharp shooting or was it?
I was watching skeet shooting, which was cool. So our girl and our guy won that. And then archery was Korea or Thailand or something. But
see, it does not surprise me at all that you have your finger on the pulse for all the weird games like archery and shooting and you know, the games that probably aren't the biggest drawers of viewership, let's say. It surprises me not.
I would say the co-ed mix, like mixed co-ed ping pong, like table tennis is what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that's sick. I want to watch that.
Yeah. So it's just, it's hard to find this stuff on. I'd love to do like a whole software for it. But yeah, I don't know. Olympics are great. I just feel like they're not, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the time and COVID and stuff. I just feel, it doesn't feel the same to me, but I'm trying to be, you know, in it.
No. It doesn't feel the same to me. Like normally I feel like when I'm switching through channels and doing this and that, everything that I pull up, there's like an Olympic medal count, right? And like, I haven't seen the medal count unless I searched for it. It's normally like every station that I go to, they're like, here's a quick update on the medal count. And even when I've been watching ESPN or this, it like, they haven't been as much as I thought. Now, Craig, I have to ask you.
I think it's because they don't own it. And I hate to say that,
it's sports. It's a sports network.
And they're not, and they haven't said shit. And like,
no, they haven't.
The fucking school, like, I just, yeah, I wish then that, yeah, the spirit was a little higher. Maybe it would increase, but like, it's just.
Yeah. How long does it go for? Is it like
August
3 weeks? A month? Yeah. Okay. So, oh my gosh, only like 2 more weeks. Okay. So I have to ask then, Craig, I just have to ask because it's such a hot topic. And you said that you read it when you woke up today. What are your thoughts and feelings about Simone Biles exiting out of the team floor exercise and then the U.S. women's team floor winning silver?
Because I saw the day before, I watched the clip of her like talking to her teammate when she was like walking off in the vault and you're like lip reading it. And she was like, my legs don't fucking work anymore. Like she was like clearly in pain and was just like, I can't fucking do this anymore. Or like whatever she said, lip reading. So I wasn't too surprised. I mean, I was surprised, but I knew that she had been like struggling a little bit.
I don't think that it was injury, right? Because when you further inspected it, it kind of came that she was just like, my heart wasn't in it.
I don't know. I have to look into it then. But that's, yeah, I mean, I think there's just, like I said, things just feel a little off. And so maybe that'll change a little bit. Maybe it is the time change, but like, you know, I haven't seen anyone wearing like USA gear or anything out. Like it's almost as if a lot of people don't know what's going on.
I mean, the world is off its axis if the US men's basketball team has dropped its opening game and lost all of its exhibition games. It's like, what is going on?
A lot of our players didn't go.
Yeah, well, people like LeBron didn't go and sure. But like Steph Curry didn't go and some bigger names definitely, but we have plenty of firepower. It's interesting to me. And I'm not like a massive basketball fan, but I know all the names and I know everyone that didn't go. I mean, hell, once NBA Finals ended, 3 players in the finals, like, you know, Devin Booker and Drew Holiday and I forgot the third one. You know, they all showed up. So I'm like, all right, there's more firepower. And then we lose to France in the opener, which I know that France is nothing to sneeze at, but it's just interesting. It's just interesting things that we normally win were not. Let's just put it that way.
But we're at least the medal count's up. And
medal count is up.
And hey,
let us end with that.
We'll see where we stand next
year. Yeah, totally. Totally. Olympics are rad, and we're both on board, totally. And go USA.
Go eat a what?
I said we're on board. And go USA.
Oh, go USA. I thought you said go eat a biscuit. I was like, what? All right. So what were you telling me earlier about Aaron Andrews? Because I was confused.
Okay. Okay. My phone wasn't working. So Aaron Andrews has a podcast. I don't remember what the name of the podcast is. Calm Down by Aaron Andrews and Carissa Thompson. And they literally did a whole segment, Craig, on Second Brain.
No way.
Yes. And then they had like a shrink on there to explain it. And I'm sitting there like, I looked it up even. I was like, does Aaron Andrews or this Carissa Thompson, do they follow us? Right? Because I was like, this is suspicious. Because as we got corrected, it's not really called Second Brain. It's called, I don't even remember anymore, but that's what you had dubbed it as. And then, you know, as happens, I just like adopted it too. I was like, okay, it's called Second Brain now, you know, for, you know, forever and forevermore. And they did a segment on it.
Because my buddy definitely just like, I got it from one of my best friends. Oh, Faisenfeld, that you met in Chicago. Because one day I finally just told him, I was like, dude, I'm nervous. I'm going to jump off this fucking building. And he was like, oh, that's called Second Brain. And I was like,
launch
oh.
yourself.
Yeah, launch. So if they use the word Second Brain, then yeah, we're going to have to hit them up and be like, so did you give us any credit at all? Because we definitely use that word.
Right. Aaron Andrews, Carissa Thompson, let it be known you are on notice. This has not gone unnoticed. So now you're on the list. Like,
I also want to hear what they found out about it. So I was like, come on and tell us about it. Fill us in, because people are always fascinated when we bring up Second Brain. And like, you know, every couple of days, especially when I'm very clear headed, which I guess it's good when I'm not, that it doesn't happen when I'm not clear headed. But when I'm very clear headed is when like I'm very observant of my surroundings. And I'm just like, it happens to me more often. Anyway,
I bet a closing thought of this, and of course you can rebuttal, but I bet my bottom dollar that they mentioned a couple of their Second Brain things. I didn't hear the whole segment, but the beauty of social media sometimes, well, the downfall and the beauty is that people love to tattletale on other people, right? Love the tattletale. They're like, oh my gosh, did you see what your ex posted? Did you see this? Did you see that? But in this instance, it was about her podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is juicy. This is great. And I bet my bottom dollar, and people listening, confirm, please, that they said a couple of our top things that we think about, right? You say launch yourself off. And we both said, you know, veer your car into right. The other lane of traffic.
That's a big thing.
That they didn't say was trip a baby or kick a baby. As I said, I bet they didn't say that, but I bet that they confirmed and agreed with this.
Maybe if we ask things. Maybe if we ask them if they've ever wanted to punt a baby, they'll admit it. Or like if someone hands me their baby in line, what if I just toss it back to them? Like
right. What if I'm just like and dropped? Sorry.
Well, and we'll take a quick break in a second, but tattletale thing is a great example. Today, Paris Hilton, someone says she's pregnant. Every fucking site in the world writes about it because they want to be like on board. I'm like, did anyone ask her? Did anyone reach out to her and just be like, hey, by the way, are you pregnant? Or did everyone just take someone's word for it? And there's no accountability anymore.
Right, know? Right. It's like Paris Hilton drank club soda with a lime wedge at lunch, she's pregnant, and the whole world just explodes with pregnancy rumors. I mean, I have no idea, because I'm going to be totally honest with you, Craig, that kind of thing doesn't, you know, it does not like pique my interest, but I certainly heard about it, right? You know, I mean, I'm human. I don't live under a rock.
You know, we've both had thing. Yeah, it happens now. And I'm just like, could someone just ask me next time before you write about, I don't know, just like,
please. Well,
with that said, guys, this is Pillows and Beer, episode 25. Thanks, as always, for being with us. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Since you're listening to this show, I think it's safe to say you love listening to podcasts, right? I hope so. Well, you'll find a ton of binge-worthy podcasts, including ours on Amazon Music.
Amazon Music has more than 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to. But Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts. They have thousands of music stations and top playlists to stream for free. And no matter what you're listening to, you can go hands-free with Alexa, which I love to use in the shower.
And if you're like me and you want your music on demand and ad-free, you have to try Amazon Music Unlimited. That gives you unlimited access to over 75 million songs, as well as podcasts, music videos, and more. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song anywhere, offline with unlimited skips.
It's always awesome to have music with Alexa. Whether it's chilling around my house, I'm showering, working out, or working in my workshop, and I want to listen to music, I just have to say, Alexa, play blank. And then I just sit back, continue what I'm already doing, and relax, hands-free.
If you've never tried Amazon Music Unlimited, now's a great time. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. No credit card required. Just go to amazon.com/pillowsandbeer. That's Amazon, amazon.com/pillowsandbeer to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. amazon.com/pillowsandbeer. Renews automatically, cancel anytime, offer ends, pillows and beer, terms apply.
When the weather gets warmer, the last thing I want to do is be all sweaty in my kitchen cooking over a flaming hot stove. No, thank you. But also, I don't exactly want to order takeout for every meal, which is a terrible habit that I got stuck in before I found Daily Harvest that I'm obsessed with now.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I love knowing that the food I'm eating is actually good for me. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything.
I don't know if a lot of you guys know this, but I am obsessed with ice cream, and now with Daily Harvest scoops, I'm able to eat ice cream almost every night again. I mean, my favorites like mango and papaya smoothie, the artichoke and lemon harvest bowl, which I sub in for my dinners instead of ordering takeout. Stay cool, calm, and collected during the summer heat, listeners and family. Join us in our happy, healthy, and obsessed eating of Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter code PILLOWSANDBEER to get $25 off your first box. That's code PILLOWSANDBEER. For $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com, dailyharvest.com. Hey, thanks again to our sponsors. As always, welcome back to episode 25, Pillows and Beer. I'm here with Austin Kroll, my trusty co-host, our buddy Nick Norris, our trusty producer, and myself. Austin's at his house, Nick's at his house. I am at my house. Austin has a trip tomorrow. I'm leaving for Vegas this weekend for the first time, and Nick, we are not apprised of your plans, but.
Nick?
I'm going sailing.
Nice. Yeah. On a date? Nick?
No, just going with family. My uncle owns a 50-footer off the coast of Beaufort, North Carolina. So I'm going to go for the weekend.
Beaufort, North Carolina. Yeah.
Beaufort. I was about to say it's pronounced Beaufort, you swine.
No, North Carolina. You're from North Carolina. You swine.
I know. You're swine. Okay. I will take that. Pronunciation on my part in my own home state.
Well, what's your favorite memory of the podcast so far? Nick, will you get us a date on the first one that we put out? Because Austin and I have started this 2 years ago, or like in the beginning of quarantine base, or maybe was it before quarantine or after, Austin, when we did our first one that no one ever heard?
It was before quarantine. And we recorded one, I honestly think, because Nick, I know that you've heard it. I think that the public deserves to hear it because we were, it's right on par with everything that we've done, but we were just, I mean, it was like an Instagram Live where you and I were just like cracking up at the dumbest stuff. I mean, it's gold. I just think that it has to be heard. I think it has to be heard.
I will get working on it. And January 27th was
that was
Holy shit.
Wait, that was 6 months ago today.
Yeah. Oh, how about that?
No way.
6 months?
5 months. No, 6 months. You're right. Yeah, 6 months.
6 months ago today. Okay, that makes sense. Right?
That's good for the perfect, you know, 25th episode.
Not bad. Six times four is 24. So, yeah.
Austin's doing that.
We've missed a week or two, but that's pretty damn good.
I've got a lot of great memories from it. But I love anytime we have a guest, you know, like those are the best. And when we're in the same room together, it's better for me. I think we feed off each other's chemistry. But my favorite, if I had to pick one, is probably when we recorded from our hotel rooms in Vermont when we were quarantined for Winter House. Just because, I mean, we had nothing. Our only rule was like stay inside your room, and we would walk through the snow to get alcohol since the hotel bar was shut down from the gas station, and we would just get drunk in our hotel room, and we interviewed Spencer for the first time. Spencer,
I mean, we got nice and loose, right? And Craig and I laugh about this all the time. I mean, we laughed about it so much when we were there. We were like, oh, really? So you're gonna have Craig and I in quarantine together in adjoining rooms and just think that is kind of smart? Like they almost should have put us in different like hotels, Craig, so that we couldn't just do what we did for 9 days prior to entering a party house.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. I mean, that was so fun. I have some favorite guests, but I enjoyed all of them. But I really love when we hear, you know, I wasn't going to say this, or I shouldn't say this. I love what comes after that, because I feel like, you know, the further, you know, we go with this, the more comfortable people are with us. And I love having those heart to hearts with people and then sharing it with everyone. So that's at least my answer, but my real answer too, you know, is a combined answer. So what about you?
Yeah. So some of my favorite, most fondest memories, loving all the guests that we had on, and can take away nothing from that. Cause we have, I mean, let's just think about it. You know, we've had some phenomenal guests, right? We've had Kristen and Keegan and Jack and Scotty and et cetera. And you know, Paulina. And I'm sure that you can think of a whole bunch of others that I'm just gonna kind of missing out on. But when we were at your spot and you got the kegerator, I'll never forget the first episode that we had the kegerator with Tropop on. And I came over and I was like, hey, Craig, do you have any, you know, rosé? And you were like, your keg is on right there. And I was like, oh, I forgot. And that episode, I probably drank like, you know, six beers of like a 6% beer. And we were just, and I was just laughing. I was like a giddy little schoolboy. And I would guess that episode was probably what, like, I don't know per se, but like, if I had to guess like 12 or something like that, maybe earlier, it probably didn't take that long to get that. But that was one of the most fun to me. And then when we were in our hotel room in New York City and when we did the Second Brain episode, cracked me up because we literally could have just kept on talking for another hour about the sick and sadistic thoughts that go through our head.
Why were we in New York? Oh, because of we were there. Yeah. After
we were there on the tail end of Winter House.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's going too. Yeah. Both.
Yeah,
great.
Great.
And then, I mean, they're evolving because now, like, I really liked, you know, doing it in the store with you in the front table and waving to everyone across from the store, you know? So I love doing that too. And I, you know, we'll just continue like, you know, evolving ourselves and pressing on.
Oh, wait. Oh my gosh, dude.
And now we're not Outback.
Yes. And now we're forgetting Outback. I was about to say, we went to Outback Steakhouse to film a podcast, Craig.
That was great. That was only like our fourth episode too.
I know it was, because one of our very first was like such a banger talking about Outback. And then we go to Outback and they take care of us. And as you guys know, as you should know, we ordered everything on the menu. That's where it all started. God, good things. That was 6 months, dude. We've been in there for 6 months. This is great, dude. We deserve bottles of champagne. I might open one. Okay, now with every favorite thing comes a least favorite thing, Craig. Now a least favorite thing, in my opinion, you know, can be like, you know, conflicting schedules or us, you know, not being able to figure out the audio sometimes. Sorry, guys. It could be
everyone else's least favorite thing.
Okay, maybe we skip over, you know, least favorite thing.
I would say what I think we could do better is that we just started, but you know, Nick makes these like, you know, tries to prepare us and like refresh our memory on what's going on. And Austin and I, for a while, it worked just riffing with each other, but now we're getting a little more structured and professional, I think, with it.
That's true. That's true. Because just like you said, we can come into this sometimes and we'll start talking about like, hey, Craig, well, like, you know, what are you drinking right now? And then all of a sudden we go off on a 20-minute tangent on what you and I are drinking and how that reminds us of this and that. And then Nick's like, but what about the outline that I wrote? Craig and I are like, sorry. We just started going off on whatever. But Nick, we appreciate you, buddy. And sticking to more structure is good. And like, it's where we want to move is structure.
And one thing to look forward to,
at least. Structured chaos.
Yeah, structured chaos. Exactly.
It's moving forward. Certainly want to put videos of us because Instagram Lives, everyone loves to not only to hear us, but to see us and see us kind of interacting. So moving forward, it's just like, I just want to keep on laughing. I want to keep on hanging out and getting drunk or drinking. Let's just say that. Drinking with my, you know, my best bud and just riffing. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And then you add some video to it. Jeez.
It'll be great. All right. Well, that's a good rundown for our episode 25. I guess it's a little bit of an anniversary, and who knows where we'll be with episode 50. Hopefully we get there.
Well, wait, Craig, why don't you read them? Sorry to interrupt you, but you know, why don't you, like, you know, we get all these great, great emails, and this is one of the things that I think is one of the most favorite for both of us, right? Is that we get all these great emails and we don't get to read them all, but one stands out in particular, and I think that Craig should read it.
Oh, you just sent this over to me. Oh yeah, I haven't seen this yet. So I guess I will be reading with you guys for the first time. All right, this is an email we got from a listener. Email is theboys@pillowsandbeer.com. I am not sure who gets these emails, but I just wanted to thank Craig and Austin for an amazing podcast that always makes me laugh. My husband and I love Southern Charm and actually went to Charleston for our honeymoon in 2017 because of the show. We had the best time and always have planned to go back. In early June, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, just 2 days after my 32nd birthday and 4 days before my daughter's second birthday. My sister purchased a Sewing Down South pillow for my daughter's birthday, and I took an adorable photo of her with it that was later reposted on Sewing Down South's story. When I saw Craig had viewed it, I was so excited. It was the highlight of my day after having spent the entire day at the hospital having tests and scans done. My husband reached out to Craig to thank him for making my day, and Craig was kind enough to make a sweet little video to share with me. I was truly blown away that he would take the time to do that for a complete stranger, and it really meant so much to us and was such a fun surprise during a very challenging time. I am so grateful, and it really shows what a great person he is. Beginning July 7th, I will be under for 5 months of chemo/12 months of infusions, double mastectomy at the end of the year, radiation, and hormone therapy. I plan on listening to the podcast to make me laugh and get me through tough days. I'm also excited to watch Winter House and Southern Charm when it's back on. We're looking ahead to the finish line and taking our daughter to Charleston to celebrate when I am cancer-free. Thanks again for the entertaining shows, amazing products, and being so kind to your fans. Wishing you both all the best and continued success. Sincerely, valued listener and a new friend. Oh, that's amazing. I mean, that's what we do it for. And
what a great email.
You know, that was a good one.
What a great email.
But yeah, I mean, that would keep us going.
I mean,
we owe it.
You know, you read things like that and we get great emails, and I know that we read them and sometimes not, you know, but when Nick kind of sends us one like this, I'm like, ah. Oh. Jeez. So, Craig, dude, that's awesome. That's awesome that you sent them a video and, you know, you reposted their story. Love it.
Well, it's funny because I I remember this message, and it started with me viewing her story. So like, it's a little like, I don't know if it's considered creeping if it's on stories you're tagged in, but like we get that one category of notifications where it's like stories you're tagged in, and I always go through them, and I always wonder if they can see that I viewed it or not. So that's funny. And that's kind of how it started. And then, you know, I was home, and that's when I'm, you know, one of my happy places. I was home in Delaware, and I went through and did a couple of them, and yeah, but hey, it's great motivation to keep this going. And, you know, I know sometimes we do things to upset you, and sometimes we're not perfect, but we are humans. And I think we do a good job at trying to return the smiles to y'all. So with that amazing thing, maybe we'll get some, get our heartstrings back in check for that. We're going to take another quick break for our sponsors, and we can't wait to share with you what we have next. Be right back. There's nothing more personal than your health. So when it comes to finding the right nutrition supplements to meet your fitness goals, you need a personalized approach. Thankfully, now there's Gainful, the personalized nutrition system that's formulated for your body and goals. Gainful gives you peace of mind that your protein, hydration, and pre-workout supplements contain the finest ingredients specifically for you. I have purchased both the protein and the pre-workout supplements from Gainful, and I couldn't love them more. My pre-workout supplements put me in the right mind frame and the right mindset to work out. When I'm going to meet the boys at the gym, Austin and Shep or whoever, sometimes it's hard for me to get pumped up, but when I use my pre-workout and I take it appropriately, I don't know, my mindset's reset and I'm ready to do work at the gym. And then after I do all that work, instead of letting it go to waste and eating some crappy food, I take Gainful's protein and know that I'm giving my body the fuel it needs to work out the next day and to get the gains I deserve.
To get $20 off your personalized supplements, go to Gainful.com/pillows and beer. That's Gainful, Gainful.com/pillows and beer for $20 off. Gainful, personalized nutrition made for your tastes. All right, everyone, and welcome back to episode 25 of Pillows and Beer. I believe they call it the, what's 25? The quarter centennial? Is that a thing? Is that what they call it?
Sounds right to me.
Okay. The quarter centennial episode of Pillows and Beer. Who would have thought? Honestly, who would have thought? I'll never forget Craig during quarantine when we were doing this all the time. And, you know, we were basically roommates, of course. And he was like, we're going to get a podcast. Like, we're going to do a podcast out of this. And here we are. Here we are, episode 25. We thank and love all of you. Now, we are going to move into kind of a quintessential section that I believe is so Austin and Craig, right? It's so Austin and Craig. I feel like something that we wrote down here, I kind of want to jump into Disney. And I do want to jump into this, Craig, because I have recently become obsessed with a movie, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Before I do, we'll jump into some other things. But like, this movie that I've been watching is like doing it for me. So
Disney is kind of our bread and butter. I mean, that's definitely just fundamental. Pillows and Beer is talking about Disney, and we haven't in a while. So
you know, this is like our favorite, you know, rom-coms, okay? But Disney, and if you're sitting out there being like, oh, Disney's so foo-foo, then I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't think you would have made it to like episode 25 with us if you felt like that.
That's true. That is very true, okay? Because I know that we'd love to dog on our buddy Shep, but I got a dog on him here. Like, for instance, Shep has never seen Toy Story, okay? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, that's something that is just like bizarre to me, right? And Taylor thinks so too. So obviously Craig and I are not that way. We've basically seen them all. And
they'll say that you favor Toy Story way over me. That's like one of your favorites. And I never watched it past like the second one.
I think the Toy Story franchise is a essentially flawless movie.
I don't know why back in the day I didn't like it, but I wasn't into cartoons, but I love Disney. I just, My brother used to watch a lot of Nickelodeon cartoons, and I don't know. That's a conversation for another day. Why doesn't Craig love Toy Story?
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe this is the perfect time for this conversation, because name me three other movies off the top of your head, Craig, and not saying that Rotten Tomatoes is the end-all, be-all, you know, critic-wise, but name three other movies that you can think of that have received a perfect 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Go. And it doesn't have to be Disney. It can be anything.
I probably don't like the movies that they rated perfect. I like, you know, the movies that they hate. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have to go back and watch Toy Story. I'll go back and watch Toy Story. What's your favorite Toy Story?
Okay. Toy Story 3. Okay, well, Toy Story 1 is the one that started it all, okay? What's your favorite
Disney
movie, Craig? Yeah, Frozen.
You know what you're going to guess? I knew that's what you're going to guess, but that's not my favorite.
Okay, second, Aladdin.
Yeah, Aladdin's.
I knew it. I know you were gonna say Aladdin, dude. I don't know, but I just feel like Aladdin is. Okay, fine. Aladdin's Craig, you know, street rat, riff raff. I don't really buy that. And then he just turns into a prince, and you're the pillow prince. Aladdin, pillow prince. Holy shit.
Wow, this might be one of my favorite segments, Austin segments ever, of like putting things together. I've never told you that, but I guess, but you know, Frozen's like the obvious answer. But yeah, Aladdin's my favorite. It's my favorite Disney song. And Jasmine's my favorite princess. And Aladdin's my favorite. Well, I won't say that Aladdin's my favorite character. I would say maybe. I don't know. I've never even thought about associating him, but I guess like I've always wanted to be him. But I'd say my favorite Disney character, like if I could see anyone pop up on a commercial right now as a Disney character and I would just start laughing, is Olaf.
Oh my gosh. Olaf, played by, what's his name?
I can see his face right now.
Yeah, I can't. Josh Gad. Yeah. I'm literally, okay. Now, if I were to rank my Disney princesses, and this isn't like, this is just me, this is personal preference, okay? Of course. I oh my gosh, this is amazing, Craig. I just found top 10 princesses based on their likability, okay? Based on their likability, right? And it's all like, you know, subjective, of course. I can say that mine was gonna be either Belle from Beauty and the Beast, you know, Ariel, or Pocahontas.
Yeah, I like Ariel and Pocahontas a lot.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Princess Jasmine, I'll have you know, is 4.
Anna's on there, but not the main girl from Frozen.
Okay.
I like Mulan too. I don't know who Merida is.
Okay. I put, okay, this website, and honestly, who's to say? But Rapunzel is one, okay? Entangled. And
great, that's a sleeper movie though. And like,
sleeper,
I love Tangle now because of the little lizard guy. Little lizard's great.
Okay, that is a whole nother conversation. You can't have a good Disney movie without having like a little pet partner in crime. You know, Mulan was Mushu, obviously, Abu was Aladdin's. I mean, yeah. You have the little lizard in Rapunzel, which I don't even know his name. What is it?
Pascal, he's a great. Great GIF for like your phone. Like
I think it's a GIF, Craig.
GIF.
Or GIF. I will say that, yeah, it's a cute, that he has some cute GIFs on the phone. Well,
yeah. Wait, it's not just print. Okay, obviously for Aladdin, it's Abu. That's who we would all say. But the tiger is what? It's Raj. Okay, the tiger's Raj. Yeah. Moana, she has that dopey little chicken. And I've seen it. I actually think it's great. She has this like dummy little chicken, which is kind of weird to me. Merida in Brave, remember her? She's actually fire. Love that red hair.
And the crab in, well, sorry, what's the Brave one? Oh,
okay, I don't know. Kiss
the girl. And
Sebastian's in.
Which, yeah, Little Mermaid.
No. It's Flounder is like her BFF, okay. But Sebastian is the bastion to the king. Ooh. They do it that way? I wonder. Interesting. But Sebastian, yeah, serves her father, which is, I'm assuming, is Poseidon, but I don't know if they ever call him that. And she has Flounder, right? Her fat little Flounder.
Trident is her father.
Oh, Trident, of course. King Trident, because he has a trident.
Like, Peter Pan is considered a Disney movie, and, like, I think that goes back to, like, I don't know what category that would be, but, like, I just don't, I'm not considering that when I'm thinking about this stuff.
That's like the OG. That's like Cinderella, Snow White, Peter Pan.
My least favorite movie ever is the stupid one with Mickey Mouse and the Mops, because it scared the shit
Fantasia.
Out of me.
Oh yeah, well, I don't count those as like Disney
That's
movies.
What I'm saying, but like, what would you say your new age least favorite Disney movie is?
Because then we'll get the most recent one, the Rhea and the Last Dragon.
I didn't watch it. And that says something, doesn't it? That says something in itself. But can I tell you what my new favorite one is? And I know that it's Pixar, but it's still on Disney Plus. So Pixar's owned by Disney. Is Luca. Luca is my end-all, be-all. Okay, number two, because this is what Toy Story 3 was. It'll be number two. Luca is so unbelievably good. It is about friendship. I cry in the end. It's the soundtrack is like second to none. They don't have, interestingly enough, they don't have a little friend, right? Like, you know, Mushu and Abu and et cetera, et cetera.
I thought there was one. There was like a third character. I fell asleep, like I put it on to go to sleep. It wasn't like I didn't fall asleep in the movie because of the movie. I just like I put it on as background noise, and so I need to go back and watch it.
Oh my gosh. And Pocahontas has that adorable little trash panda, the you know, raccoon. Yeah. I don't know his name, but I mean he stole the show from me. He stole the show from me. I actually saw it the other day. I was with a girl and she was like, "This is my favorite, you know, Disney movie." And I was like, Okay, great, great. You know, sometimes you just gotta put on a movie that makes you happy. And as you know, of course, Craig, you're like the king of it. But you know, I am too. I want to know the ending and be made to be happy. And Snow White, Craig, would you say that all the forest animals are her sidekicks or the dwarves are her sidekicks?
No, I mean like, well, there's two different levels because the thing about Frozen, you have Olaf and then you have Sven that doesn't talk. So you have a talking sidekick sometimes and then you have a non-talking sidekick. Okay. I would say the birds and shit that take care of her and like dress her are like the Pascal level friends. And then the dwarves are like the Olaf's, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, Snow White just got canceled because the boy kissed her in her sleep. And I was like, well, I'm not going to give any fuel to this. I know I'm bringing it up here, but so just everyone listening, I am aware of that, but like, that's the bane of my existence. Shit like that.
Interesting, Craig. How many boys kissed Snow White in her sleep before Prince Charming or whoever came along? Whoa, talk about a think piece.
Yeah, never thought about that.
I smell senior thesis for someone in college. Like, well, hypothetically, if she was asleep for 12 years, then that means that 60 wayward travelers go through the woods and kiss her on the mouth. Wow. Snow White, I mean, all of a sudden.
So what are your opinions on all of our live remakes?
Okay, I love Mulan. Them. Mulan didn't have Mushu. Next.
Or Cricket.
Thank you, terrible. Next.
There was no singing. I watched Disney movies for the singing. There was no singing in Mulan.
Thank you, Next Mulan. If Mushu, played by Eddie Murphy, ain't in it, sorry. Aladdin, why? Not played by Robin Williams. Well, I mean, that was tough, too.
Yeah, I saw that in the iPic Theater in New York. And, I mean, I still loved it, which is great, because they didn't mess up A Whole New World.
I mean, Will Smith is fantastic. But Aladdin, I did not like him. The character Aladdin. Miss me with him.
But they still had Abu, which was great. But yeah,
I know, Mulan, but was Abu Abu?
Yeah, it was a monkey.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it the same? Is it the same as the
cartoon? But they still
version?
Did it.
Yeah, I mean, he's ornery. I mean, he's still ornery.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
But well, like,
there's no Mushu, so fuck that.
Mulan was terrible.
Terrible.
I will say that, like, I had a soft spot for, fuck, what's Harry Hill's movie called? Under the Sea. What is that movie
Flounder?
Called? No, Mermaid. Like, what is the movie called? What?
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I had a soft spot for, like, that
she's movie. She's little, and she's a mermaid.
But I had to, no, just the movie, but I had to, like, fast forward through Ursula's I think Ursula is the scariest Disney like villain.
I what love
about Tarzan's like nemesis Ursula. Who ends up hanging himself.
I love Ursula. Ursula is the sea witch that I feel like I've met a lot of girls. Kind of like, sorry to bring in Harry Potter to this, all of you that are like, oh my God. But girls like get off on telling me that, you know, they're Slytherins. I'm like, okay, so you think that you're like a mean girl. It's the same thing with Ursula. I've met many girls that get off on telling me, they're like, I identify most with Ursula. Like, she loves black and she's kind of mean as shit. And she likes to like, you know, drink. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you identify with Ursula. So people like identify with like the witches or the villains of these movies. And it makes me.
Well, what's your least favorite new age Disney movie then, Austin? I mean, not the remake. I'm saying
okay.
When we were new kids. Age? No, like not Anastasia, not the fucking ones like when we were babies, but like.
Yeah. What about like, Okay. There are a few that I'm like, no.
Lion King?
No. Love it.
Yeah. I mean,
because when he finally meets back up with Nala, it's like, it gives me chills. And I'm like, oh, damn. They about to make a whole bunch of lion cubs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay. This is like childhood.
Timon and Pumbaa were great.
Timon and Pumbaa. Absolute highlight. You can't discount. No. That doesn't play. Man. Oh, whoa. When y'all said Robin Hood. No. That's one of my favorites. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, laughing back and forth. Well, the other one's got to say.
I would say that's the generation before the one I'm asking about.
Okay. My movie knowledge of like my brain for useless knowledge is so stupid. For useless movie knowledge is like, why can't I like know the Pythagorean theorem, but no, I can sing the song from Robin Hood and it's kind of embarrassing.
But like, which movie would you not watch as a kid? Like if my mom put on like Beauty and the Beast, I was going to walk out the room. Like,
yeah, I was one of those, like I'll watch the kind of beginning. Bonjour. There goes the baker with his bread like always. I like that. But then when she got to the castle, I was like, okay, done next. Yeah.
And then like Bambi's mom being killed, I was like,
oh yeah, no, Bambi, hate it, won't watch it, can't do it. I can't because when you watch Lion King, right, his father dying, Mufasa is so tough. It's so tough. And you're like, oh my God, I don't want to watch this. But then he meets Timon and Pumbaa, which brings the spirit of the movie back up. When you watch Bambi, dude, his mom dies and you're like, what the shit?
Yeah, I love Disney, like, Disney conspiracies. And Nick, write this down for please for like one of our future episodes is to explore, like when I was in law school, I would just
like a penis in the cloud kind of thing.
Well, no, the ones where they're all
like interconnected. It's like a giant universe.
Like the parents in Frozen died on their shipwreck going to like a wedding of another movie, like, and it's all tracks, like
it's the shipwreck in Little Mermaid, right?
Yes, the ship in Little Mermaid is Frozen parents, like crazy.
What? And then somehow Tarzan's connected to it. Yeah, it's there's like a whole like.
Why is Prince Eric? Why is Prince Eric on that thing though?
No, like on the ship, like they swam to shore, and then they had Tarzan, and Tarzan's the brother of like the Frozen girls.
Oh my God!
It's crazy
because he got shipwrecked in the jungle.
No, like I'll put it together and it'll make more sense on like a future episode.
Craig, I want like full conspiracy theory Craig mode. Like I want a blackboard or like a whiteboard. Should
we do a conspiracy theory episode?
The size of like the wall. And you're like, stay with me. This goes here. But this also goes here. I want that from you. That'd be amazing.
I would do that because there's, and then Walt's connected because there's always a parent that dies and it all links to like his dad and all this crazy shit. So I can do that. Let's end this Disney section on.
Okay. Oh my God.
Because you said I relate, like that was good. You kind of relate to the boy. And what's your new favorite movie?
Luca.
Okay. And I had Aladdin, and then Disney songs favorite. And
We've gone through a bunch of those. We've kind of gone through them. Like
Colors of the Wind, great.
I mean, what about like, you know, friend like me in Aladdin? You ain't never had a friend like me. Whoa. I mean,
Home of the World's my favorite, and then I'd have to go to like, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Those are my top two. Okay. What are your top two?
I mean, okay. What's his name from Toy Story who sings all the songs? Randy, You Got a Friend in Me. I just can't. It's just like so good to me.
Wait, and that's an Aladdin song.
No, Friend in Me is Toy Story. Oh. You got a friend in me.
Oh.
I mean, and then I'm gonna go just kind of. I was gonna go Mulan's Ariel.
Good too. Mulan's good too. That's why I was so bummed it wasn't in the movie.
Okay. Like, okay. I actually can sing that song all the time. Okay. There's Colors of the Wind. There's okay, but what's in Mulan's song?
Reflection.
Fight like a man or whatever.
Oh, no. Oh, there's that. But then there's like the Reflection song as well.
Oh, yeah. That's really good, too. All right. Well.
No. I'll make a man out of you. Because I'll make a man out of you. To defeat the Huns. Yeah. Love man out of you.
That's yeah, Mushu was great. Yeah, Mulan, whoever. God, what a dumb thing. Well, let's just forget. We'll never talk about that on here. Side note for the people that love A Whole New World and Aladdin, go look up the version on YouTube of Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey singing A Whole New World, and it will be a total like mind fuck of like taking you back to the 90s and being like,
really?
Oh, it's a great rendition.
Okay.
And the quality is awful because it's, you know, it's never recorded.
Oh. That's it. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Disney songs. Just saying.
No. Okay. All right, guys. Well, that's our wrap up of Disney for now. But I feel like we have a lot more to discuss in that.
Craig, I'm gonna call you later, and we're gonna talk about this because now I'm interested in this. In this conspiracy theory.
Oh well, let's do a special episode. We'll do the Disney.
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Pillows and Beer. Guys, I will tell you, and Austin knows this, that it takes me a long time to post. And for a while, you know, promoting my business, Sewing Down South, or even promoting myself as kind of an influencer, I guess, and, you know, a reality TV personality really hindered because I couldn't make decisions on social media. And I just didn't feel like the quality was worth posting. Even though I was I had some graphic design experience as a kid. I was kind of, a self-proclaimed nerd. I loved, you know, other programs out there for editing photos. But guys, when I found Canva Pro, all of that changed. My designs now with the content I already had, or like basically I was able to take the content from my phone and the pictures that I had and turn it into professional looking content. It's next level. And now I'm excited to post instead of stressing about posting.
All right, Craig. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Sometimes it's like a daunting task to post, when you don't feel up to par, with your skills. So Canva Pro is the easy to use design platform that has everything you need to design like a pro. Whether you're a professional designer or just getting started, Canva Pro can help boost you and your team's productivity and creativity. It's a quick, easy, and affordable way to design whatever you need. No matter what you're creating and/or sharing, Canva Pro has everything you need in one place, including a collection of over 75 million premium photos, videos, audio, and graphics. Plus, Canva Pro comes with time-saving tools that simplify and speed up the creative process. You get all this and more in just one Canva Pro subscription. Do
it. Austin, one of my favorite features of Canva is the magic resize. It transforms my designs and photos into any size that I need instantly. And so when Amanda and Jerry at Sewing Down South are all over me about posting for a new product that we have to launch, half the time the pictures don't fit into Instagram or other apps because they're not sized right. And I use Canva for that.
Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.com/pillowsandbeer to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's Canva, canva.me/pillowsandbeer. canva.me/pillowsandbeer.
Whether it's golf or working out, or gardening, or working in my workshop, or sewing, which is how Sewing Down South got started. These are the hobbies that allow me to maximize my fun in life and my mental health. And right now I've been doing a lot of cooking. I love to cook, but that's taking my time from Sewing Down South. And without ShipStation, I wouldn't be able to cook as much as I am these days. So my passions are very important to me, and ShipStation is basically my best friend now. No matter how you sell, whether it's Shopify, which is ours, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even on your cell phone. So whether I'm outside or if I'm in my garage or doing the weird stuff that you guys know that I do, or random, I should say random, I can still work Sewing Down South from my cell phone efficiently and profitably. If you join me and start using ShipStation, you'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments. And I'm telling you guys, ShipStation is a major factor in the success that we've had today.
Ship more in less time for a lot less money. Just use our offer code, PILLOWSANDBEER, to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress, free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in pillows and beer. That's ShipStation.com, enter offer code pillows and beer. Make ship happen. All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 25 of Pillows and Beer. Bow, bow, bow. Episode 25, listener questions. I'm going to read number one.
Worse than the one that you just did. I just say we leave all of this in. It's really
okay. Fun. That's fine. Leave it all in. God damn it. Okay, number one. This is pretty surface, pretty easy. Maybe not pretty easy, but Craig, what is your biggest fear?
I'm going to take this from being very surface to like, mind fucking you, and I think you've heard my answer before, but I feel like,
is it clowns? No.
Yes, that's one of my biggest, okay, it says fear, so I'll say plural. My biggest fear in life is having an unhealthy child.
Okay.
That's my like under the surface answer, but jeez. Second
cut that
is gonna be clowns. Yeah, that's it. You do know a lot about me, but yeah, biggest fear of having an unhealthy child. Second is clowns. I don't like clowns. I don't know why. I mean, God, yeah, whatever. I'm terrified.
Can I tell you what my biggest fear is? Is that, sorry to cut you off. I mean, because I mean, you know, clowns, yeah, but I am absolutely, sometimes I get paralyzed in fear when I think about death. I get absolutely paralyzed for like 5 minutes, and then I like have to get myself out of the hole. I'm like, stop it. What are you doing? And then I immediately just, you know, begin to get happy again. But it's like a Death Eater is sucking the soul out of me. And I'm like, oh my God, death. And death for me just crushes me.
I think when you said that, being imprisoned, like falsely imprisoned is
yeah.
That's the hole that I go down. And I'm like, stop. Just walk outside, and why are you thinking about that? Stop.
Right. And like, I wake up sometimes, like, I have these dreams that are very, very real too. I'm glad that you said that. I have these dreams that are very, very real where I am like, oh my God, I'm about to be sentenced to go to prison for a long, long time. Like, oh my God. And then like, I wake up and it takes me like a minute or two to realize like, oh my God, you are in bed. You are not going to prison. Holy hell. So yeah, that's a big old fear of mine too.
All right, send yours to us and we'll talk about them on next week's episode. See, I'm lucky, knock on wood, that I can pull myself out of my dreams really well, but can you do that or no?
Well, after I've been because I feel like, I don't know about you, Craig, but I can like, you know, manipulate my dreams as I'm doing them. I mean, not always, but I can, like, I can manipulate it and keep on going. And I'm like, wait, but you're kind of awake, but you're not. How are you doing this? And then it might take me like a minute or so to figure out that I'm not dreaming. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This has gone on far too long. You are dreaming. Stop it.
It's called lucid dreaming and whatever. Let's, Nick, put that on a list too, because I have some interesting stuff about that. So put lucid dreaming on one of our weird episodes. All right. Second listener question. Love your podcast so much. Thank you. We love you guys too. I pre-ordered Pillow Talk from Barnes & Noble. Will your books through them be signed? Thank you so much for that. I'm going to do my best for that. There's going to be plenty of, we're going to figure that out. And I want to give you a better answer, but I don't, like, I would rather be a more personal answer to you. But yes, like, when I'm in the store, I already sign, you know, the pillows and stuff that people buy. I would love to sign everyone's books, but that'll be in the future. But thank you for ordering. It's amazing.
That's okay. You know what? That's an okay answer, Craig. Like, you don't fully know yet at the moment. Like, you're still trying to finish your book. You're still trying to figure out exactly how this is all going down, I can imagine. So
I've never done it.
That's an honest response.
I'll read this one because it applies to Austin.
Yeah, okay.
Question number three, espresso martini, is it a girly drink?
Okay. This, in my opinion, does not just go to espresso martini, right? So to answer that question, no. Espresso martini is not a girly drink. It's a fantastic dessert drink. Sometimes it's not even a dessert drink. It's just a great drink in general. Now, this can go with I mean, I don't even know what you call it. Anything you put blue Curacao in, like a blue motorcycle, like a Mai Tai, this. Do you think that those drinks are girly? Do you think that, you know, ordering like a blue Curacao-ish drink with like an umbrella in it, Craig, is girly?
Well, I think it only applies to people insecure enough.
Agreed.
To figure out what a girly drink is, because I love frozen drinks. I love anything that tastes good. I don't concern myself with what's girly or not. And I actually think girls, when they look around and everyone's trying to be tough with their drinks and you have a fucking pina colada with a cherry on top and they're like, I want to hang out with that guy.
Sure. It's like, what, am I supposed to be sitting there with like a single cube of like, you know, 15-year Macallan? No, fuck off. I will drink, like, put a full banana in my pina colada.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I literally do not care.
Dirty banana is my favorite. My favorite frozen drink is a dirty banana. It's a chocolate frozen banana drink. I plan on drinking plenty of them in Vegas this weekend. If you see me out there, I will probably have a frozen drink in my hand.
That's amazing. Guys, if you see Craig in Vegas, buy him a frozen drink or a drink that you deem girly and give it to him. And I just want to see pictures that he's tagged in. Craig will read. I'm announcing it now. Craig will retag that in his story, and I want to see them because it will make me laugh.
Frozen drinks I can have in front of me. If you see a melted one, I messed up. They all have to be drank while they're still frozen. I will tell you, though, if you're worried about that shit, just get it on the rocks. I mean, that's what I do with drinks because I don't like holding a martini glass because I spill it everywhere, so I get martinis on the rocks. So if you're scared of ordering a girly drink, get it on the rocks. Don't be scared of ordering a girly drink. But espresso martini is not girly.
Definitely not. No, sir. What's
your favorite one in Charleston, Austin?
What's my favorite espresso? I think that Vintage and Halls do a great one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. You can take one.
Okay. Here's a question. I have fallen for a friend. How do I tell them without ruining the friendship, or is it better to have loved and lost than never loved at all?
Well, there's no easy answer to that, unfortunately, and it's
certainly not.
You just have to live through. Mine, it happened to me on AIM Instant Messenger when I was trying to ask someone to prom, when I got friend-zoned for the first time, and it changed the course of my life, but for the better, but I had to go through it. Look, I don't like wondering what if. I would regret wondering what if way more than doing something and suffering the consequences without it. So for me, look, you're in a situation that most of us have all been in, and it's just like, You ask him out, I guess. Like, well, Austin, you might be a little better at curving it, curving the friendship, but I'm going to say that it's definitely not here. I wish I would have said it earlier in my situation, because I would have saved myself 2 years of putting off like who I liked in my life, you know, building that fantasy of being with this person, because you got to get it out of the way. You can't live wondering what else.
No.
There's not a worse pain than like her being out or him being out with a jerk off dude and then telling you about it. And you're like, God, I could treat you so much better.
I think that I think to answer the end of the question easily is that it is so much better to have loved and lost than never loved at all. I agree with that. I am a hopeless, not helpless romantic. I am very much into loving. Now, I think that this hasn't really plagued me much because despite what you've seen on television or anything like that, I have always, like, I have no problem I have no problem just putting it out there. And if it's not there, then it's not there. I don't know what to say.
No, but this isn't someone that you just met. This is a friend. That, like, say this. Say
I don't. I don't.
Or, I'm trying to think of like someone. Like, if you fell for like someone that you've known for a year that like I introduced you to, and like, you know, like they came to visit and you were like,
okay. Is this fair to say? And you can, of course, as is vintage Craig and Austin, you're like, I disagree completely. But I. No, I can't say that because people listen.
Are you going to say that you knew from the beginning, the first day you became friends?
Yes. Like, I'm not like putting you in the category of like a friend if like I'm attracted to you.
That's fair, but it's because we have different lives. Like, you and I grew up, like, we just somehow our personal lives were just different, where yeah. I was like a later bloomer. And so, I was friends with a lot of girls. Like,
yeah. I certainly was too, but like, I would put the moves on them like eventually.
Right. And I was, and as Austin knows, you know,
like Craig tells me so many times, he's like, if I hear Craig say to me one more time, well, she's like a sister to me. I'm like, you have 37 sisters, Craig. Like, I'm sick of her being a sister to you.
Yeah. But like, a lot of that, yeah. A lot, I also don't make like.
I get it. Dude, you don't have to explain.
I just recently started making like the first move. Anyway, all right, but you have to answer the question. How do you tell them without ruining the friendship? So Austin, say, let's just use this because I don't know. I can't think of another girl right now that was like visiting, but say like Paige was down here and mm-hmm. Paige and I were just friends and you had been friends with her for like 6 months now and you filmed with her. All of a sudden, which I know it sounds silly now because you're like, well, I would have known that right away.
No, but this is great. Keep going.
All of a sudden, you want to tell her that like you want to be more than friends. What would you do?
I would have, of course, a one-on-one convo, right? You know, we'd go somewhere. It's just me. I would have to be a drink or three in, right? Of like, you know, rosé or something. And I would have to, right, to kind of lubricate my senses. And I would just have to have this open talk like, hey, yeah, that's what I would do. I would have to. And I'd say, hey, oh, this is great. Okay.
Yeah, you got to say
I would say, hey. I'd be like, hey, Paige, we've been friends. And it's been great. And I think that you're wonderful in so many ways. I think that I've developed more than just friendship for you. And I'm sorry to spring this on you. I'm sure it's not ideal for you, but I'm not sure what else to say or do because I can't be around you anymore without like, you know, feeling something. Ooh, that's, shit. I like that.
Someone should say that because, look, at the end of the day, they either see you that way too and they've just been waiting for you to
tell. That's right. That's right, Craig. That is right.
Older in life, I'm laughing because, like, I've done this now and people have been like, shut up and kiss me. And when I was younger in life, it wasn't like that. But now it has been.
See, and like what you just said in my response to that is kind of exactly what I'm trying to convey, is that they might be like, but you got to get it out there. I mean, you just do. Yeah. You just do. Otherwise, you're going to watch a girl that you may or may not have feelings for, or who you clearly do because you're saying that you do, just continue to, you know, gallivant around with other men, and you're like, well, that could be me. Like, you got to get it out there. And then if she says no, then you'll be crushed for a minute. And then if she means something to you, then you'll be back as friends.
And it usually always works out. But also, better to have loved than never at all, of course.
Definitely, 1,000%.
My question is, how do I make guy friends? I'm 29 in a large New England city, and I'm missing my large group of friends from college who all live elsewhere. Any advice would be awesome. A large group of my guy friends. Any advice would be awesome.
Well, here, let me jump off the bat here and say that, you know, I have kind of done this where I've moved to random places and had to make new friends. And not necessarily fuck that. Like, I've wanted to make guy friends, obviously, right? Like, I want to base like my life in these new places, like in Madison or in Vail or in Wisconsin or New Zealand or in Charleston, for God's sake, where I want, you know, guy friends. But you can't just walk up to like a group of guys at a bar and be like, hey man, my name's Austin and I'm really cool. Or hey, I'm Sarah or whatever your name is. And you can't just like, you know, walk up to them and they're like, okay, weirdo, like what are you doing? It has to be a bit organic, and you have to find through work or from kind of like, what I found was that when I went to a couple of my local bars a couple times, right? It didn't happen the first night or the second or the third, but when you kind of keep on going there, for me, at every place that I moved to is kind of how I began to meet people. Like, I'd be out there. I don't know. It's so tough to explain.
As a girl, I'll tell you.
Hinge.
I would say, as a girl, to make guy friends, look, some of them are going to try to hit on you and try to sleep with you, yes. But some are going to be cool, and you'll be able to figure it out that first night of being like, you're either into each other sexually or you're not. And then you can, I mean, if you talk about like guys that you're seeing or ask him about it, I don't know. I don't really have an answer for that, but that's kind of tough. I think it's hard to do without. Yeah, that's just a good question. All right. Austin, do you want to take number 6?
Sure.
That was definitely the worst answer we've ever went, but also, like, go ask Giggly Squad for that. But, you know, like, they're going to have a better answer for you than.
Yeah, okay. Question 6. Is there something you do, watch, or listen to that no one would expect? Shit, man. Sometimes when I just need to, like, this is something that I don't think that you even know, Craig, but like when I come downstairs to like make breakfast or something, or like to chill in my house, or like I get on my laptop to fire out emails to, you know, distributors and accounts and whatnot, I put on Frank Sinatra. I love it. It like really puts me, it like makes me happy, right? I put it like on volume 6, Alexa, volume 6.
I didn't know that. So that's a good answer, because that reminded me that I listen to covers of songs, and Glee covers are my favorite. So I listen to Glee covers because I used to love Glee, and I will listen to violin covers.
Okay. But,
yeah. So I do that. If I'm doing work with numbers, I listen to Screamo, like Senses Fail and shit. If I'm
not Story of the Year.
Yeah. If I don't do numbers, then yeah, I listen to Glee covers. And my favorite one is Teenage Dream.
Yeah. Wait, how does it go?
It's the Katy Perry Teenage Dream.
Oh, got it.
The Warblers sing it. Anyway, what's your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Because I'm not.
You know what? That's a good question, because there's like,
I like the album, and that's it.
I typically will say, you know, I don't want to say your name because she'll turn on, but play Frank Sinatra Radio. And honestly, you know, there's New York, there's My Way, there's Come Fly With Me, there's there's, I mean, I will put it on, but then I really like the, like, you know, remastered. I like three mastered versions of a lot of his songs. So, you know, My Way and Come Fly With Me. And then you start to deep dive, right? Because after you've been listening to someone for like, you know, 30 minutes, especially like Frank, who has like 2.5 to 3 minute long songs, then you hear like, you know, 10 songs or 15 or 20 songs and you're like, I have not heard this. So.
All right. Sweet. I think that was a great run down memory lane, walk down memory lane, jog down memory lane. I have
now walk down memory lane,
half bottle of wine and 3 beers.
I have a half bottle of Ouv left. And when we started, I was drinking I don't even remember. I'm like kind of drunk. So
if you see me in Vegas this weekend, say hello.
And buy him a frozen drink, please.
Yeah, it's my first time there.
Buy him a comically large, like, I want Craig to have like an Eiffel Tower frozen drink around his neck. That would make me laugh my ass off. Uh-huh.
And then maybe for our 50th episode, me and Austin will go record it in Vegas. Maybe that's what we do. Nick, how's that sound?
I'm invited to that. I'm already calling it, so I'm coming with.
All right, everyone. And that is a wrap on episode 25 of Pillows and Beer. Guys, thank you so much for listening to us, for dealing with us. We hope we've made you laugh throughout this whole entire experience. It has been so much fun for us. I hope we've let you know how much fun it is for us to do and say what we want, when we want. We bounce off each other. Craig, I love you, buddy. If you guys see Craig in Las Vegas this weekend, please buy him a comically large frozen drink. It would make my actual day to see Craig have to, you know, accept this drink because of how nice he is and be like, oh my God, thank you. As he has like 3 drinks already around his neck, it would make me laugh. Craig, tag everybody. Guys, you know Pillows and Beer on all of your favorite networks. We have Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts, please give us a listen. Tell your friends. Love you so much, and we will see you next week.